cleaner toilet longer. They also service in a much more frequent basis. In fact, R&R Sanitation has been so successful here in St. Louis, they are now working in Columbia, Jeff City, and Lake of the Ozarks because so many people have called for their service, they now have had to expand. So for all of your porta potty needs, call R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. And yes, they really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
It's hot. You said it. And getting hotter at Suburban Leisure Center. No, we're not just talking about the temperature outside. We're talking about the hot, sizzling prices inside Suburban Leisure Center.
What does that mean for you?
Well, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets up to 50% off. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go on the patio, and a tremendous savings up to 50% off. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping that it looks like what you saw online.
And this doesn't look like it did in the picture.
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less, up to 50% off. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Better merchandise at better prices at Suburban Leisure Center. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Acme Home Insurance.
Yes, I'd like to make a claim.
What are you wanting to claim, sir?
My air conditioner broke down.
Sorry, but your home insurance doesn't cover air conditioner breakdowns.
So, what do you cover?
Home damage from things like earthquakes, volcanoes, a zombie apocalypse.
A zombie apocalypse? But that'll never happen.
But if it did, you'd be covered, sir.
But not my air conditioner?
I'm afraid not.
But his air conditioner could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield, plus major components of 20 other home systems and appliances, like his electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-400-6096. Homeowners insurance can cover what might happen.
Zombies are coming!
But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the dryer won't work.
Be sure with the Shield. American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-400-6096. That's 1-800-400-6096. 1-800-400-6096.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, ready to spray, or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just 10 bucks. There's no magic to making bugs disappear, but there is Bug Be Gone. It'll knock out over 100 types of insects for fewer pests in your lawn and more money in your pocket. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Bug Be Gone. Your choice, two for just 10 bucks. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Have you seen Bishop's Post's new menu items?
No.
Well, I have it right here.
Let me see. Ooh, they have appetizers like oysters and shrimp cocktail, more new salads like the tenderloin salad, new entrees like lobster mac and cheese.
It's all good at Bishop's Post on Chesterfield Parkway West. Online at bishopspost.com.
What makes a Pella window a Pella window? Testing designs in wind-driven rain while offering distinctive looks. Testing beyond standards with style beyond the ordinary. Pella windows and doors, perfectly beautiful.
Are you ignoring your 401k? If so, it could cost you a small fortune. Learn seven strategies that could reboot your 401k on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan and Tim are here with me. And now Max joins us for the Showbiz Show, which we do every Friday in the 4 o'clock hour. It's brought to you by Window World, the number one replacement window company in the United States, the original $189 window company. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com is their website. Hi, Max. How are you?
I am doing fantastic, Paul Harris. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
I also like that song that Ian bumped in with, which is probably just some sort of No Name Nothing song that you randomly aired off of YouTube, but I like that band.
No, Echo and the Bunnymen.
Yeah.
Lips Like Sugar.
Very nice.
He went to his random 80s
new wave.
Yeah, sure. That's my era, so yeah. I think that's fantastic. Yeah.
Some of us were playing that on the radio.
True.
When it
True.
Was first out.
Yeah. They're so annoying, aren't they, Dan? These
yes,
kids
they
today?
Are.
When Ian and I say our era, we were actually kids. You guys probably played that stuff. We didn't, so.
Mm-hmm. It was nice working with you, Max.
Yeah.
All right. Great. Thank you so much.
Let's get night,
to,
everybody.
Let's get to the movies this weekend. And one of the big movies that's creating an enormous amount of buzz is the new Christopher Nolan movie, which is called Dunkirk.
Yes.
You and I both saw it at a screening earlier this week.
Actually, side by side.
That's correct.
You, thankfully, moved over one seat so I could sit next to you.
Well, that's because the screening was packed.
Yes.
Christopher Nolan draws a crowd.
He does.
Now, we've had several movies recently that were based on historical events that most Americans didn't know anything about. For instance, Hidden Figures, I guess, would be one of the best examples of that. And Dunkirk is a story from World War II that most Americans don't know about because it took place before the United States was involved in World War II.
That's right, before we thought it was important for us to get involved with that.
This took place in the spring of 1940 when German forces had surrounded more than 400,000 Allied troops, mostly British and French, in the French port city of Dunkirk, which is right across the English Channel from England. The troops were trapped on beaches, the English Channel at their backs. The water there was too shallow for big Navy vessels to get in. So Winston Churchill called upon citizens of England who owned smaller private boats, what they called, quote, the little ships of England, to come to the rescue. And that's what this movie is essentially about.
So it's a story that is very famous over in Britain.
Yes.
And the UK.
An inspirational story to them, even though it's not a story. It's not a story of a victory. It's a story of a retreat.
Yes.
But it's actually the story of a rescue, which was what made it, I think, positive for them. And, yeah, it did become an important part of British history. Now, I have a feeling that you and I are going to disagree on this movie.
Most likely.
I liked
my earlier reviews. Yes,
no, I haven't heard anything you said about it.
I didn't like this film at all. But you and I watched it side by side. Let's talk for a moment, if you can entertain me, Mr. Paul Harris,
okay,
about Christopher Nolan.
Okay.
I think that he is an important filmmaker. I think he's a dynamic filmmaker. But he's made about eight or so movies, and I find myself right down the middle. Four of them I didn't like. Four of them I liked.
Okay.
So I'm not one of these Christopher Nolan fanboys. I feel like the positive reviews we've felt for this film have come from people loving Christopher Nolan. And I wonder in about 10, 20, 30 years if that will still be the case.
Well, I think I'm with you because I really liked Memento.
Absolutely.
I really liked Inception.
Yes.
And I really liked two of the three Batman movies you did, Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises Again.
And also Prestige with Hugh Jackman and Christian Bale.
That was okay.
Okay. I liked that one, too. The ones that I didn't like, though, Insomnia, which was a remake, but I still didn't like it.
Interstellar.
Interstellar. Whoa. With that whole third act is just god-awful.
Yes.
He's made some bad movies, and I am not a Christopher Nolan fanboy, so to speak.
Okay.
And going to see the film, I thought, well, you know, I hope I like this. Now, my only insight into Dunkirk was actually a film from 2007, a film that I think is a masterpiece. It's by director Joe Wright, who's also British, and it's called Atonement. Now, it's based on the same book by Ian McEwan, which is a great, great book, and it's about deceit in interpersonal relationships. But at some point, one of the characters, played by James McAvoy, goes to fight in this fracas, and he's on the beach at Dunkirk, and it's about a 5 to 7 minute unbroken shot that Joe Wright shows us of this. And being an American, I had no idea about this, and it is incredible and devastating. And I kept thinking about that watching Dunkirk, going, that 7 minutes was maybe better than this entire
No.
Oh, wow.
We're really going to disagree
on this.
That's
totally fine.
No. Well, and speaking of reviews real quick, I saw this story a couple days ago about Rotten Tomatoes is, of course, one of the biggest movie review websites. And before the movie is out, it gives a score on what the critics that have seen it already. And it had a 100%, which is very rare for Rotten Tomatoes, mm-hmm, until a gentleman by the name of Harvey S. Carton gave it a grade of C. And would you like to know what publication he reviews movies for?
Mm-hmm.
CompuServe.
What?
Curse you, sir.
If I can digress about aggregators. Wow. I don't like Rotten Tomatoes. I don't like Metacritic. I don't like aggregators because of two reasons. Number one, assigning an arbitrary number to a work of art makes no sense to me. That's like saying the Mona Lisa is a 6. What does that mean? It doesn't actually tell you anything about that work of art. Number two, there's about 30 or so critics that annually have their work appraised for Rotten Tomatoes. How do you become one of those critics? Can you apply to Rotten Tomatoes? Can you, Ian, do a body of work and apply to Rotten Tomatoes? Will you be accepted? Will people understand what you want to say about that film? If I give a mixed review to a film, like Valerian in the City of a Thousand Planets, which I liked a whole lot, and we'll talk about that, but it has some bad things too, so that would be a mixed review, but they give it a 49%, so it's rotten. Well, is that fair? I understand it's easy for people to go to a website and go, oh, 49%. What does that mean? It means nothing. It cannot replace actual criticism. Now, you brought up Roger Ebert. Lots of things about Roger Ebert I did not agree with. Mulholland Drive, I think, is a masterpiece. Probably David Lynch's best film. Ebert hated it. Lynch loved the review so much, he had it printed up on poster boards and had it displayed while the movie was playing, because mm-hmm. he thought, here's a guy who misunderstood my movie so much and my fans will get it. Same thing with me. People who've listened to Maximum Movies since 2004 know that I don't like certain things. I don't like Westerns. So if I give a Western a bad review, they go, well, Max doesn't like that. That's the power in knowing your reviewer. Mm-hmm. An aggregator can never replicate that. So to digress a little bit, I don't care that Dunkirk has gotten overwhelmingly good reviews. I'll give it a negative review. And after Bo Harris tells you why you should see it, I'll tell you why you shouldn't.
Whoa.
No, that's fine.
That's good.
We're allowed to disagree. That's, yes, that's what absolutely. This hour is all about.
I just thought, found
Compu
it funny.
Serve?
Yes, that's what that's what I took from that story. Is it really?
That was my internet portal.
The 100% streak broken by the reviewer from CompuServe.
I didn't even know the CompuServe was still around. That was my ISP in 1986 when I got my first Tandy 1000 computer. I had a CompuServe account.
It was either that or Prodigy, right? I think you only had two choices.
Yeah, I don't even think Prodigy was around yet when
I think
that.
CompuServe was the first.
73030,2227 at CompuServe.com was my email address. You didn't even have a name then. You had a number with a comma in the middle.
Yeah, you
Paul
can't
Harris,
put commas in an
you
email.
You can address. Tell the audience why they should see Dunkirk.
Okay. I told you what the story is about. The movie doesn't tell you all that much about what the movie is, and I like that. I like that it doesn't have all this lame voiceover narration. There's not a lot of exposition. You're introduced to some characters who, frankly, in many of the scenes can be interchangeable. But the movie is, here's the important thing you do need to know before you go see this movie. It is told from three points of view. Nolan calls it part one, part two, and part three, and each of them has a name. Part one is the men on the beach in Dunkirk by the hundreds of thousands who are essentially waiting to be rescued over the course of a week. And at the same time, you've got German dive bombers coming and shooting at them, and they've got the Germans knocking on the door in this little French village, and there's nothing they can do. There's nothing to eat, there's nothing to do, except stand in line and wait, hopefully, for somebody to come and rescue them. That part is called the mole, even though it's not a mole in the common spy sense. The mole is the pier they have to stand on that shoots way out into the water, which is the only way that a Navy vessel could come and pick them up. So there are thousands of them standing on this pier as it juts out into the ocean, and they're waiting. So that's one point of view. Another point, and that's over the course of a week. The next point of view is of the small boat owners, I told you, who are going across the English Channel to Dunkirk to help. That point of view is told over the course of a day. And then the third point of view is that of a British Spitfire pilot who is trying to shoot down the German dive bombers who are attacking everything, and the time span there is an hour. Now, these three things overlap, and sometimes they do have the same stories in them. The timelines are malleable in Christopher Nolan's world as they are in many of his other movies.
To explain to the audience, you might be watching a nighttime scene on the beach because 3 days have passed, and all of a sudden it's daytime again in the Spitfire cockpit, because it's only been 20 minutes.
Right. He's up for an hour.
I will say that's a little confusing for the audience.
It is a little bit, which is why I say you need to know this before you go see the movie. And it took me a while during the movie to figure out what was going on. The cinematography really puts you into the middle of the action. And the action in this thing, once it gets started, It never stops. And the Hans Zimmer score never stops either. It keeps the mood tense, and it is intense throughout this entire movie. In fact, I think it has the third most intense war scenes I've ever seen in a movie. Number one, of course, will be the opening of Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
Number two would be Mel Gibson's movie Hacksaw Ridge, which had an extended scene in battle that was right up there with Saving Private Ryan. And in this, you see the harrowing nature of war, with the men on the beach being attacked by the dive bombers, with the men in the planes trying to fight each other, with the men who are trying to get onto a ship, and here come the bombs that are dropping around them, etc., etc., etc. I'm not giving anything away here. I'm just telling you, this thing is harrowing, and it's intense. There are some actors in here whose names you might know, like Kenneth Branagh and Mark Rylance and Tom Hardy. You don't need to know who's in this thing. In fact, most of the players who play the soldiers from the very beginning, they're interchangeable. One of them is Harry Styles, who used to be in One Direction. I don't know why he was cast in this. It's not like you're going to get teenage girls to go see this British war movie about something that happened in 1940.
They probably will.
If they're expecting to see Harry Styles in the One Direction form, they're going to be seriously disappointed. But all of those are kind of interchangeable. But none of that matters because the story is so compelling. Most people don't know it, and like Saving Private Ryan, even though it's not about a glorious victory, it is so compelling and so interesting to watch. I was drawn in completely. Now here to tell you why it sucks, Max.
This is probably Christopher Nolan's worst film. I will say that Chris Nolan, as you pointed out, loves dealing with time and dealing with expectation with time. He's done it to great effect with Memento, which, of course, is a story told in reverse, or Inception, which is a story that collapses upon itself. I don't know why he chose to do that with Dunkirk. It makes no sense, and it keeps the audience, to me anyway, at arm's length. You mentioned the greatest and most harrowing war movies. For me, the one that pops to mind, besides Saving Private Ryan, of course, number one, would be Full Metal Jacket in that second half when the sniper is taking them off one by one. Mm-hmm. Because you've gotten to know those people and you understand their backstories. In Dunkirk, I didn't know who was who. You've said a couple times now that the characters are interchangeable. I think that's a detriment to the film. When somebody drowns towards the end, I wasn't sure who drowned. I had to ask somebody who just died.
Okay,
also,
let me just get in here on that.
Sure.
You know the scenes where you see hundreds of these soldiers, thousands of them lined up? They're just lined up. They're just waiting. Especially the ones on the pier, but also the ones on the beach. That's the uniformity of being in the military. Everybody has to be interchangeable. You don't have to know the backstory of each person who's in there. They all wear the same uniform. They all have the same gun. They all have the same helmet. They're all in the same circumstance. They all have to work together to figure out what it is. It's not about individuals.
I understand in the wide shots when you have all the helmets and basically the TIE fighters are coming in because the screams of those Spitfires are very much what George Lucas brought us back in the 70s, of course, based on that kind of warship anyway. And I love the sound in this film is incredible.
Yes.
And it really affects you. So I get that. But when you want the audience to be invested in what's happening, the uniform and the anonymity of the troops, to me, doesn't work because I don't have something that I can key into. You mentioned Harry Styles. People have been saying, oh, he's going to be a great actor. You know what? Plenty of pop stars, from Frank Sinatra to Justin Timberlake, have become decent actors. And maybe that's in Harry Styles' future. I can't tell that from this movie because he's just the angry young man.
Yes.
And quite frankly, his role goes in one direction. Huh? What? Huh? Come on, somebody.
I see what you did
thank
there.
You. Thank you so much.
Wow.
To me, this film is playing in different aspect ratios. You can see it in 70mm, like Hateful Eight from Tarantino. You can see it in IMAX.
See it in IMAX.
I think it's a pretty
big war movie.
It is a
this
big
is not going to be good on your phone in 2 years.
I agree with that. But in 2 years, I can't ever imagine watching this film again.
Oh.
If this film is on TV or if a friend of mine says, hey, I've got this on Blu-ray, let's watch Dunkirk, I will never watch this movie again. I was not invested in any character. I did not care about any kind of outcome because the film didn't give me the stakes. Tom Hardy, I don't know what he has in his writer. about, or his contracts, about obscuring his face and masking his voice. Like he's done this, Bane? Not just with Bane, but in lots of other roles, too. And he's going to be Venom pretty soon for the Marvel Universe. And
he's just basically doing this as far as the pilot of the film.
I really, really strongly dislike this movie. Everything that I had an issue with, though, you've seemed to like, including Hans Zimmer. And I love Hans Zimmer. Oh, my God. His Lion King score, incredible. Inception, groundbreaking. Obviously, everybody's ripped that off. The guy is doing concerts right now. He was at Glastonbury. He's doing festivals. I would love to see him. His Man of Steel score is next level. I hated his score for this. Mm. I thought it insisted upon itself. It was too in your face. I didn't like it at all. So it seems like we have a disagreement, which is totally fine, and that's why we're both here. I cannot implore the audience enough to please stay away from Dunkirk.
Okay. I will tell you one bad thing about this movie. It's very British, which means it's hard sometimes to understand the accents. If you were watching this on your home TV, you'd probably turn on the closed captioning so you could understand them. But here's the thing about that. The dialogue in this movie doesn't matter. You talk about not being able to hear Tom Hardy. He's not saying anything you have to hear.
Nothing in the movie
really matters. Everything that goes on in the movie is compelling to watch and to listen to, but the dialogue is pretty much immaterial.
Can I say one positive thing?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Mark Rylance.
How good is this guy?
Not an actor that I was familiar with before Spielberg's Bridge of Spies.
Me too.
And I feel bad saying that because I know he'd done a lot of work, but I had not paid attention as Spielberg had. And, of course, he won Best Supporting Actor for that movie because he was that good as the spy in that film. BFG. My kid has watched, he read the book from Roald Dahl. He watched the movie. He loves that movie. Mark Rylance is absolutely the best thing about this film.
Yes.
He is the only one who gives you any sense of place and purpose in this film. And I just wanted to give him some accolades.
He plays the owner of one of these small boats that goes as part of the rescue.
Decides to go to rescue them.
Yeah. Here's what I thought as I was walking out of the intensity of this movie. When your grandfather won't tell you stories about World War II, these are the kind of stories that he has in his memory that he will not tell you because they're so damn harrowing. The movie is 1 hour 45. To me, that's just the right length. I give it 8.5 out of 10. I know you don't like quantifying things, Mr. Rotten, Rotten Tomatoes.
Thank you so much.
But you probably give it 1.
No. Nolan obviously knows what he's doing as far as crafting a film. I can disagree as far as the day is long, but I will give this... I'll give this 4.
Okay.
How about that?
All right.
Whoa. That's way higher than I would have thought.
Do you remember earlier this year I reviewed a movie, another English movie called Their Finest?
Yes, absolutely.
Which has Bill Nye.
You liked that one.
And I liked it a lot. And part of the plot of that was people trying to make a movie. During World War II, the British Film Board wanted to make movies that would rouse the British public. And so they wanted to tell the Dunkirk story. A few years later.
You gave that a 7 or 8, right?
I gave it a 7.5 at the time. And that's a movie that you should see as well. It's called Their Finest.
Have you seen Atonement?
No, I have not.
Okay, well, next week I'm going to bring you my copy.
Okay.
Because 10 out of 10 I think is a masterpiece, and it has, a 7 to 5 minute scene, unbroken at Dunkirk. Incredible.
All right. We will have more movies to review for you when we come back with the second half of the Showbiz Show here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
All right, here's Tim Weiland, and he's going to give you a check on traffic, Tim.
All right, Dan, if you're traveling on westbound Highway 70, things really running slow from 170 out through Lindbergh. You're also going to find the pocket right at Highway 79, and then again from Lake St. Louis Boulevard through Wentzville. Same thing on westbound Highway 40. Things are really jamming up from Kings Highway out through McCausland. You're a little bit slow at Boone's Crossing, but then from Highway 94 out through Highway 70, you've got slow to stop-and-go areas. Traffic for the going to the lake, I guess. Southbound Highway 270, you're stop-and-go from Ladue down through... just a little bit south of Highway 44. Eastbound 40 downtown is running slow from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. And you're also a bit heavy on eastbound Highway 270 from McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. They do have low prices on everything your kids need to head back to school. And when your kids have what they need, they'll go back with confidence. Get everything they need for less at Staples. It's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
KTRS is your personality-driven electronic communication news feed, where listeners like you are a part of the KTRS community. You can share information, ideas, comment, like, and react on the KTRS Facebook page, or by texting us at 84126, or by calling us at 1-888-550-KTRS. That's 1-888-550-5877. You listen to us, we listen to you. On air, on the phone, and on social media. The Big 550 KTRS.
Is your roof full of ugly algae black stains? Just one roof restore treatment from Frederick Roofing, and you've got a clean, beautiful looking roof for a small investment. If it has anything to do with roofing, you need to call Frederick Roofing at 645-2000. 645-2000.
Frederick Roofing, 645-2000.
What is it that's made Frederick Roofing the number one choice for more than 80,000 St. Louis roofing customers? Is it Frederick's passion for customer satisfaction? Is it Frederick's own expert, licensed, and insured crews? Is it Frederick's ability to always provide an immaculate cleanup when the job is complete? It's all of those things and more. Frederick Roofing, the smart call to make for your commercial and or residential roof.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing, 645-2000. Frederick Roofing, 645-2000.
Hi, Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware here. And I would like
Excuse
to talk
me.
To you about...
Excuse me.
Yes?
I just moved into a new house, and I really need to update my door locks and knobs. Can you help me?
We sure can. Here at Schnars Hardware, we have over 200 decorative hardware items on display, ready for you to order.
Awesome.
We order direct from quality companies such as Baldwin, Rocky Mountain Hardware, and MTech. When your order arrives, we may be able to match them to your current key. Do you have one that you would like to use?
Well, I have this one for the back door, the one for the side door, one for the garage, one for the shed, and... Oh, here they are. These two go to the front door.
Since you are replacing all of your locks, would you like us to key them alike so that you only need one key to open all the doors to your home?
Yes, please. Oh, and you were... clearly recording a commercial before I interrupted, so I'll let you get back to that.
Oh, that's okay. So come by Schnars and let us help you eliminate that janitor jingle from your key ring. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. For location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Remember the old refrain, will you still need me, will you still feed me, when I'm 64? Byerly is 64 years old, and we still hear from people about the trailers Walter Byerly built back in the 40s and 50s. We found a 1958 model in great shape, and after a little refurbishing, it's ready to hit the road again. Another man sent me a picture with a caption, all I remember is that Grandpa lived in it, and Grandma would bring him dinner every night from the front house. I bet there's more to that story. It's fun owning a company with such a history. Imagine the stories you could create in an RV from Byerly in Eureka.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care.
For the rest of your life.
You gotta be there.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Need a new filter for your refrigerator? Get it with Filters Fast. Can't find the filter you need at the big box stores? Get it with Filters Fast. Paying too much for brand name filters? Get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it, with Filters Fast. Even better, find out how to get your first filter free with free shipping by texting CLEAR to 543-543. At Filters Fast, we're the nation's largest filter home delivery company with all the brand name filters, plus high-quality Filters Fast brand filters for a fraction of the price. Forget paying way too much for hard-to-find filters at the big box stores. Get the filter you need delivered to your door, saving you time and money with Filters Fast. Now that's a smart choice. And right now, you can get your first filter free with free shipping. Find out how by texting CLEAR to 543-543. Text CLEAR to 543-543.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com with an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver five times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Brought to you by Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers, proud sponsor of the St. Louis Football Club. For the best selection and price on quality name brand tires, and for expert professional automotive service, make your first choice Dobbs. Click on gotodobbs.com for details.
Continuing along with the showbiz stuff here on the Big 550 KTRS, Max and I have a deep disagreement over Dunkirk, which is opening up this weekend. There's also a new movie called Girls Trip, which is the African-American version of Rough Night. In other words, it's four women who've known each other for a long time who get together for a reunion and they go out. Although I understand no stripper died in the making of this movie.
Now, I didn't see either one of those, actually.
Neither did I.
Okay.
So that's our review of Girls Trip.
Can I say, by the way, our deep argument over Dunkirk is one of my favorite things that you and I have done. I like when critics get together and can both give legitimate reasons why they didn't enjoy a certain film. That's, of course, was the whole deal between Siskel and Ebert, and you don't get that anymore. Everybody is in some sort of echo chamber, and everybody has to be uniform, not just with Rotten Tomatoes, but anybody you see on YouTube, you know, they're alone, they're doing their own thing. That was what was genius about Siskel and Ebert. That was a PBS producer who decided to put them together because they didn't know one another. They were competing newspapers.
Right.
And yet they came together and they had a begrudging respect. And we don't have that anymore. So
no, or you have the people that get angry and tell somebody their opinion is wrong.
I mean, obviously, Paul's opinion is wrong, but it's still nice to be on the show.
That's fine. The third movie that's opening this weekend, which will only be playing in the art houses, is called The Journey, which is the gripping account of two men who, speaking of disagreeing, these guys actually literally hated each other in 2006 amidst the decades-long conflict that went on in Northern Ireland. Remember when there were bombings in Belfast? And I mean, the war in Northern Ireland went on for 30-plus years. This movie is about a real-life incident involving a guy by the name of Ian Paisley, who is a very religious and very, very conservative British lawyer, anniversary. And so he asks if they would mind if he went home, and the Martin McGuinness character says, well, if you go, I have to go with you, at least to the airport and on the plane, because that's our agreement here in making these negotiations. Everything one side gets, the other side has to get the same. And besides, you wouldn't want to be traveling alone in this part of the country when some people might think you're the enemy, we have to blow you up.
Hmm.
That's a pretty good setup for a movie.
It's pretty heavy.
Anniversary. And so he asks if they would mind if he went home, and the Martin McGuinness character says, well, if you go, I have to go with you, at least to the airport and on the plane, because that's our agreement here in making these negotiations. Everything one side gets, the other side has to get the same. And besides, you wouldn't want to be traveling alone in this part of the country when some people might think you're the enemy, we have to blow you up.
Hmm.
That's a pretty good setup for a movie.
It's pretty heavy.